Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's the Ken Carman Show with Anthony Lima right here on 92.3 The Fan. I'm Danny Cunningham filling in. He is Daryl Ryder, brought to you, of course, by Chivin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. What are you doing?
I don't know, Daryl Ryder. Do you want to tell us why we're listening to...
My mic's falling apart. The music's getting loud in a reed. What's going on?
The popular group UB40?
Bad joke alert. This is my tribute. We could get QB40 on Saturday in Baltimore.
Come on.
I said bad joke alert.
Boo. Bad, very bad.
I spent zero time thinking of this, too, by the way.
When did you think of it?
It just popped into my head. Owen and I were having a conversation, and just out of the middle of nowhere popped into my head.
The UB40 light bulb that went off was amazing. Because
why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't that light bulb go off?
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing, right?
That's the best thing about this Browns team right now is that we can do this, Joe.
Yes, exactly. This was my tribute to the 2024/2025 Cleveland Browns, and the fact that we don't know. I mean, Kevin is keeping us in suspense. I'm sure that John Harbaugh in Baltimore is just losing hours upon hours upon hours of sleep,
shaking in his boots,
scrubbing through Dorian Thompson Robinson and Bailey Zappi film to get his team prepared to just completely annihilate the Browns. The point spread's what, 18 points?
I saw it at 17.5. I haven't looked in the last couple of days. That's what it opened at.
Do you know how bad you have to be?
Very.
To have that kind of a point spread in the National Football League?
I've got 18 right now.
It's an 18.
But also part of it is one team is very much playing for something. The other team very much is playing for something, I guess, in the opposite direction. But the players aren't playing for that.
So you have to put players on the field that will still allow you to achieve those goals.
Yes.
While also allowing your other players to play as hard as possible.
Well, everybody plays hard. Like, that's not the question. It's not that guys don't play hard. It's that the guys that play hard just aren't very good. That's how you tank. You don't tank by not playing hard. You tank by putting bad players on the field. And that's exactly what the Browns are doing. Who's going to start at quarterback? Does it matter who starts at quarterback?
No, it doesn't. And is it bad that I'm confessing right now that this season cannot end fast enough? I have never been happier to see a football season end faster than this one.
Oh, Daryl.
Thank you, NFL, for putting the game on Saturday.
I was thrilled.
But also thank you for ruining my Sunday of football because it's locker cleanout day. So double thank yous to the National Football League. Appreciate that. I really did want it to be Sunday, buried at Sunday at 1.
That's tough for you. That locker cleanout day is on the last Sunday of the year when things do matter across the league. They just don't matter here. But Saturday is AFC North Day. We don't know who's going to be the starting quarterback. It could be Bailey Zappi, the 40th different starting quarterback.
Does Kevin Stefanski go Romeo Cornell and flip a coin?
I think that's the funniest outcome. I really do think that's the funniest possible outcome here. And I think it'll be...
Here's how this is going to go behind the scenes. Bailey, your heads. Dorian, your tails. Here we go.
Then when you flip it in the air, you know what you want it to land on. And that's really when you make the decision.
And I hope someone got the subtlety of that joke that I just made.
I do think that it's probably going to be Bailey Zappi, Daryl, and it's going to be ugly for everybody, but I don't know that it's going to be as ugly.
Do I want Bailey Zappi to be QB40, or do I want dumpster diving starting quarterback of 2025?
Bailey Zappi or Kirk Cousins? Which one would you prefer be quarterback 40?
Kirk Cousins.
Because I think Kirk Cousins is going to be the guy next year. That is where my money is.
I would really like that.
I think the most likely outcome.
Nothing.
For the 2025. Oh,
I'm 0 for 3.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
I'm 0 for 3 on the segment.
That wasn't bad. I wasn't focused on the joke, but that wasn't bad. That was not of the jokes you've made, that was the best one.
If I can get one, That gets me up to 250, which might make me eligible for the Hall of Fame.
He's got to keep shooting, Daryl.
Yeah. That's right. Shoot or shoot.
Well, it depends on what Hall of Fame. If your field goal percentage is 25, you ain't going to anybody's Hall of Fame. My money would be on Kirk Cousins being the quarterback next year. So do you want him or
I guess
maybe Aaron Rodgers?
That is such a prestigious honor.
It is. It's like a major award.
To be the 40th, to be number 40 on the jersey. I think that you need to save it for next year.
I think
start Dorian, let him play one series. But you know what? Here's the thing. I kind of feel like you just need to leave. Have you not watched the last 2 weeks?
Well, I mean, if you want to lose, Dorian Thompson-Robinson's your ticket.
Yeah, he's your man.
But that said, I'm not going to sit here and pretend as if I think Bailey Zappe gives them a better chance to win. I think they have no chance to win. I don't think that whatever quarterback
is
under center. I'm
worried that Bailey Zappe might give them a chance to win.
I don't think so. Not on this team.
I tried to say that with a straight. I'm 0-4 now.
Yeah, that one was bad. That one was bad. The Kirk Cousins one was the best one.
Okay.
But I don't think any of the quarterbacks give them a chance to win this week.
No.
And I think that's, you know, I don't want to say by design. If they wanted to win, Jameis Winston would be the guy playing quarterback, not because he's some great quarterback, but we know that he can get hot. Like, he can have a hot streak and...
By the way, I got to tell you...
And make that happen.
Watching Jameis throw in practice, boy, that shoulder looks like it's killing him.
Does it now? Does it now, Daryl?
Now I'm 0-5.
No. I caught that one because I can see your facial expression. People listening in their cars can't, so I would like you to expound
upon
that.
I'd like to elaborate, please, Daryl.
He just doesn't look limited to me. Now, I can't see him 50 yards away to see if, like, he's wincing as he's throwing. I can't see through his face mask in that regard, but, he looks normal throwing a football to me.
Do you think that he'll be back next year? Do you think that he... Okay.
No.
Best guess for the Browns will carry three quarterbacks. Every team in the NFL does at this point. Who are going to be the three quarterbacks next year for the Cleveland Browns? What is your best guess as of January 2nd?
Kirk Cousins, Deshaun Watson, and I put an asterisk on that because I don't know the mechanism. Is he on PUP, IR? Is he, you know, is it 52-man roster? He's allowed in the building because he has to be allowed in the building.
And I think,
like, yes. I don't know what they're going to do with that situation next year. I have no idea. Other than he's going to make $46 million.
He'll be getting a check from the Browns.
Right. I kind of feel like based on what's available, Kirk Cousins might be the best option, which is like, okay, do you want a bullet to the forehead or two to the chest?
That's extreme.
There are no good options.
Kirk Cousins is a much better option than anything the Browns have had this year. I understand Kirk, in Atlanta.
Did you say Aaron Rodgers?
I started to because that
I
is,
should
that's
slap a, you for even thinking it.
I don't want
it.
That, but that's a name that's been brought up. If that name has been brought up, I'm doing a disservice by not bringing it back up. Is that what I want? No, absolutely not.
Why don't you just give me some cancer while you're at it?
Well, that's dark, Daryl.
Reckless speculation.
I don't even know if that applies there. I just want to make sure that's covered.
I want nothing to do with that guy.
Well, who does...
No
Browns
one does.
Beat reporter Daryl Ryder want to cover next year?
None of them. They're
so
all
so you're
terrible.
Retiring.
Wow.
They're all. There's no good option here.
No, the option is.
Why I'd love to be a fly on the wall when they talk to Myles Garrett and try and sell him on whatever the heck they're going to come up with.
Well, what's the plan then? What is the plan that you, Daryl Ryder, if you somehow accepted enough friend requests on Facebook that you could work yourself up to being in charge of the Browns.
All right, so here's
what
would
your
do.
Plan be? What would you sell Myles Garrett this offseason?
All right, here is my best. I teased this earlier in the show. So here's my best case scenario that I've come up with. I'm praying for the Patriots to win this weekend. The Browns lose. Browns end up with the number one draft pick. Browns take that number one draft pick. They trade back. They flip it. They get a 2026 first-round pick.
From whom?
Any team. Doesn't matter. They need extra first-round draft picks, okay? They tell Myles Garrett, here, this is what we're doing. We want Archie Manning in 2026. Here's how we're going to get there. And you basically build up enough ammunition that the 2026 season basically does not matter as far as how you finish. You'll have your first round pick.
See, I think when you get to that point,
you got your extra pick in the pocket. You got some sweetener picks in the pocket as well. And you position yourself to be able to trade up to get the first overall pick in 2026. And you make it Archie.
I don't hate that strategy, but I do think that in order to have enough to trade up, it's going to depend on how you are next year. And he's going to be somebody.
I don't think the Browns are going to have any problem being terrible next year.
I would agree with that, but how do you sell that part to Miles? Because that's part of the pitch that matters. Because you can say, hey, we are going to do everything we can to not only win next year, because that has to be part of the pitch to him. It has to be. We're going to do everything we can to win next year, but we're also going to keep our eyes on the NFL draft next year Arch Manning or whoever QB1 is. We're trying to position ourselves to have enough to trade up and make that a realistic possibility. Mm-hmm. But this roster still does have talent. If they find, say, Kirk Cousins, who had a bad year in his first year back from an Achilles injury, and do I believe in him a ton to be pretty good next year? No, I don't. Do I think he's going to be better than anyone the Browns had on the roster this year? Without a doubt, I do. They could win 7, 8, maybe 9 games next year. Like, that's not a crazy thing. I'm not saying they're a playoff team.
Did you look at the opponents for next year?
It's the NFL, Darryl.
4 wins on that schedule.
You will win games on the margins. That's how the Browns
Browns have won nothing on the margins this year.
The Browns will win more than 4 games next year, and that's going to make more difficult for them to trade up and get Arch Manning.
You to that.
Go
they're,
for it.
They're going to win more than 4 games next year.
You can message me on Facebook if I'm wrong.
Are we even Facebook friends at this point?
No, I don't go on Facebook. I haven't been on months. I don't you don't request people. I don't request people. Of course we're not friends, but you can find me on Facebook if that's what you want to do. Or LinkedIn.
No, I really don't.
Connect with me on LinkedIn. Do that.
I'm good. I know you. I have your phone. I'm good. We have enough professional contact.
It's more than enough.
We're good.
Yes. But I think that becomes a hard sell to Miles. Is that, hey, because you can't go in that room and say, we want to be bad next year.
I'll take it a step further. Would you trade Miles Garrett for Arch Manning? If I can guarantee
trading
Miles gets you Arch Manning with the first overall pick in 2026, do you?
No,
do
because I don't know what Arch Manning's going to be. I need to see more of Arch Manning in college before I'm ready to say, hey, I'm willing to give up the best pass rusher in the NFL for a college quarterback that started, 4 games at Texas?
Yeah.
I'm going to need to see a little bit more. And the rest of that quarterback class, as of now, and these things are obviously subject to change, doesn't look like it's some super strong quarterback class that we're talking about here. Could it be good? Sure. I don't know. I don't know who's going to have a great year. Like maybe Dante Moore, who was a 5-star recruit, the backup at Oregon right now behind Dylan Gabriel. Maybe he goes out and lights it up next year and he's the top pick. We don't know, but I'm not willing to say, yeah, I'll give him Miles Garrett for that.
Here's my chief concern. Is I just don't trust the Browns to get the quarterback position right.
And that's fair. Because they haven't.
They not only have they not, they have passed on Patrick Mahomes. They have passed on Josh Allen. They have passed on Lamar Jackson.
It's hard for me to put that on the current Browns, Andrew Berry didn't make that. Deshaun Watson stuff, yes, but passing on the guys they passed on.
I'm not pinning it on the current regime. I'm just speaking in generality here.
And
this organization, okay, has no idea how to identify what a good quarterback in the NFL is. And it's been that way since the team has come back in 99. That's why I'm making lame jokes about playing UB40 to pay tribute to QB40 potentially starting Sunday in Baltimore. That in a game that really, it doesn't matter what the outcome is. Other than the Browns better lose and the Ravens are probably going to win by 25.